那今天我们会继续来看马太福音的系列。
Today we'll continue to study the book of Matthew.
如果大家还记得之前我们已经看完马太福音第五章到第七章的内容。
If you still recall, we've actually finished looking at chapters 5 to 7.
那第五章到第七章就是俗称主耶稣的登山的宝训的内容。
Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7 is known as the Sermon on the Mount.
那接下来我们马太福音的讲道呢，就会换一种的方式和大家分享。
And in the coming days, we're going to use another way in studying the Gospel of Matthew.
那这样不会像之前一样一直往下看。
So we won't be studying it in chronological order.
换句话说，不会进入第八章这样一段一段的去解释圣经。
So we are not going into chapter 8 and then studying it section by section.
而是去回顾登山宝训里面的内容。
But we'll be reviewing what we've studied in the Sermon on the Mount.
那带领大家更深一层去默想，去明白。
And to help us to deepen our understanding on it and to ponder it further.
那目的 是有一个特别的目的的。
And there's a purpose in this.
那就是帮助大家去学习在生活中去应用主耶稣的教导。
And that is to really implement what we've learned concerning Jesus' teaching in our daily lives.
换句话说，是引导大家去做一个听到也行道的人。
In other words, we are trying to help each of us to become one who is not just a listener to the word, hearer of the word, but to be a doer of the word.
那我想用一个例子。很简单的例子来帮助大家明白这个重要性。
And I want to use a simple illustration to help you see the importance of this.
我想用的例子呢，就是在这张图里。
The example is shown in this picture.
那之前呢，少年组就是给了 Grace 还有 Lydia 一个惊喜，就是为他们预备了蛋糕。
Well, youth group gave both Grace and Lydia a surprise, and they gave them a birthday cake.
就庆祝他们的生日
to celebrate their birthdays.
那我们也谢谢他们的这个爱心。
And we want to thank them once again for their love.
那在这张图里面看到乙正在吃东西。
And you will see that Lydia is eating something in this picture.
她在吃的是西兰花。
She's actually eating broccoli.
是她的最爱。
It's one of her favorites.
那乙正已经一岁，但是她还没有任何的牙齿。
So even though Lydia is already 1 year old, she still hasn't got any teeth coming through yet.
所以如果她有时候不小心呢，就把一整颗西兰花吞进去，你就会发现过了一天，她就会原封不动的再排出来。
So sometimes, if she's not careful, she would swallow the whole bit of broccoli, and then one day later, you would notice that in her poo, the whole same chunk of broccoli would just come out like that.
那她要怎么吸收这个西兰花的营养呢？
So how can she absorb the nutrients of broccoli?
看到她的桌上很多小碎。
Now you can see all the small crumbs on her high chair table.
那她要用手啊把西兰花撕烂啊，然后或者是用她的牙肉把这个西兰花的绿色的部分去咬下来吃掉。
So normally she would use her fingertips to kind of turn the broccoli flowers into small bits, or sometimes she would just use her gum to try and make them into smaller pieces.
那当我们吃一餐饭，想要所吃的食物，能够对身体有益处，那我们需要消化去吸收当中的养分。
So for us, it's the same, isn't it? If we want to absorb, digest well, and absorb all the nutrients, we'll have to.
那我们需要透过咬碎，要花精力去咬碎，去吞咽。那消化系统必须花功夫，一步步的吸收，那才会使食物的营养成为我们生命的一部分。
So we'll have to make an effort in biting the food, chewing the food, and then letting our digestive system do its work.And slowly, step by step, the food turns into the nutrients we need to sustain us.
那属灵的食物也同样的道理。
And it's the same when it comes to spiritual food.
那若你和我想经历神话语中所隐藏的生命。
If you want to experience this life hidden in God's word.
那我们想经历到神的真实，那我们也必须 去消化吸收神的话语。
If you want to experience the reality of God, you also need to first digest and then absorb God's word into your life.
那我们要在生活中去行去回应。
And we need to respond and take action upon His word.
那不单单是在脑里面知道，而是在生命中去经历，去经历到神的话语，成为我们生命中的一部分。
So not just letting His word stay in our head, but to actually experiencing His power in our daily lives.
那这样我们才能真正经历到神的大能，还有他改变人的这个力量。
And only in this way.We would experience His great power, and especially in transforming us.
所以，若我们不是一个听到也去行道的人呢，那我们恐怕坐在教会十年也很难去认识神。
But if we are not someone who acts upon God's word, then I'm afraid even if we sit here in church for 10 years, we would still find it hard to build up a relationship with God.
你还会觉得神还是非常的陌生跟遥远。
You would still feel that God is so distant and not close to you.
那经历不到他的带领还有拯救。
And you won't be able to experience His leading, nor His salvation.
那并不是亚伟天父不想帮助你。
And it's not because God doesn't want to help you.
而是我们没有真的按着。我们的内心这样子去认真的回应他。
But it's because we have not been responding to his guidance and to, respond to him.
那如果是这样，那就很可惜了，会浪费了神给我们的机会还有恩典。
And it will be such a pity, because we will be wasting his grace and love towards us.
这也是为什么接下来马太福音的信息里面。是鼓励大家在生活中去回应登山宝训的内容。
And that's the reason why, in our coming messages, we would like to help each of you to respond to what we learn through the Gospel of Matthew.
好像主耶稣所说，做一个聪明人，就是听到他的话就去行的人。
Just as Jesus taught us to be a wise man, someone who would, respond and act after hearing his word.
那这样的聪明人是将生命建立在磐石上。
And such a wise person is someone who would build his life upon the rock.
所以今天呢，作为开始，我想带大家来深一点的去思想两种根基的这个比喻。
So today I would like to focus your attention upon the parable of the two foundations.
也是登山宝训的结语。
And you can say it's the concluding remarks in the Sermon of the Mount.
在马太福音的七章二十四到二十七节。
And it's in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 24 to 27.
那我可以用中文读到二十五节，请 Grace 用英文读剩下的。所以二十四节，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹。撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
So I just read verses 24 to 25 in Chinese, and now Grace would read 26 to 27 in English. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
那之前的信息里面。我们从这一番主耶稣重要的说话看到两个重点。
And in our previous messages, we have come to understand two main points concerning these important words of Jesus.
那第一个重点就是在神眼中，在主耶稣眼中看为真正聪明的人是那些听的话，他的话就去行的人。
And the first main point was that in the heart and mind of Yahweh and Jesus our Lord, those who are considered wise are people who actually hear the words and then go and do them.
他明白神的话语多少，那他就愿意在生命中去回应多少。
So however much they've come to understand, they then go and implement them.
那第二个重点就是聪明人跟无知的人，他们的对比就是在于眼光跟他们用什么来做他们生命的根基。
And the second important point was the contrast between the wise and the foolish. What's so different about these two groups of people, and it's concerning their eyesight, whether they can see what is valuable.
那愚昧的人将生命盖在沙土上，就是那些会过去的人事物，比如说你的 财产啦、家人啦，一些你的嗜好啊，工作成就等等。
So the foolish people focus their attention upon what they see immediately, and they're short-sighted, so they only focus on, for example, their family, their possessions, and their work, and so on.
那些真正有远见的，他们将生命去建立在主耶稣基督里，那即使他能够跟神连接上，那他们的生命在面对生命的风浪的时候呢，反而不会倒塌。
But those who are truly wise, they built their foundation upon Jesus, and so even when the rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew, because of the strong foundation, they remain steadfast.
那今天我们就来思想一下，应该怎么样回应这个第一点，就是什么叫做？凡听见他话语就去行，那我们应该如何在生命中去回应呢？
So today we will focus on the first main point. What does it mean to actually do whatever we've learned, whatever we've heard?
那二十四节这里说，主耶稣说，凡听见我的话就去行。那表面上看起来似乎不难明白。
So in verse 24 it says, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them, Judging from these words, it seems like it's not something difficult to understand.
但是当我们深入一点去思想如何在生命中去应用的时候，就会发现，诶，原来事情不是这么简单。
But as we go deeper, we realize it's actually not as straightforward as we might think.
那原来主耶稣的教导是很有深度的。
Actually, Jesus' teaching is always very deep.
那首先很基本的，相信大家可以分辨得到，当一个人愿意这么去回应的时候呢，必须有一个顺服的元素。
So I think the first point you would gather is that when someone is willing to respond in such a way, he must have obedience.
那当我们仔细去思想的时候，会发现主耶稣在二十四节这里所说，听到他的话语就去行，哎，其实就是从另外一个角度去帮助我们看到真正的信心是什么。
So if we look at it from another point, another angle, you would realize that what Jesus is saying here in verse 24 concerning those who hear the words of him and do them is actually trying to help us to understand what true faith is.
那原来真正的信心是包含顺服的。
So true faith involves obedience.
那当我们去默想二十四节还有它的上文的时候，就会发现这一点同样也出现在二十一到二十三节当中。
As we ponder this verse, verse 24, and its context, the verses before it, 21 to 23, you realize that true faith involves obedience. And this same emphasis occurs in the preceding section, verses 21 to 23.
那比如说第二十一节开始，我们可以来看一看。
So for example, let us look at verse 21.
七章二十一节，这里说，不是每一个对我说主啊主啊的人都能进天国，唯有遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
到那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，难道我们没有奉你的名讲道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行过许多神迹吗？但我必向他们声明，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, do we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty words in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
那这段经文里面我们看到，不是所有称耶稣为主的人都能得救。
Here we can see that not everyone who calls upon the Lord will be saved.
不是所有人 称耶稣为主都能进天国。
And not everyone who calls Jesus his Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven.
那一个人能称耶稣为主，他肯定需要有某种程度的信心。
Well, for someone to be able to call Jesus his Lord must mean that he has certain level of faith.
那甚至可以为奉他的名去传道、赶鬼、行神迹。
Especially when this person can prophesy in his name, can cast out demons in his name, or even do mighty works in his name.
所以他们有所谓的信心。
So you can say that these people have so-called faith.
但是主耶稣却在这里说他不认识他们。
But here Jesus is saying to them, I never knew you.
那原因就是他们有的这所谓的信心并不是神所接纳的信心。
That's because the kind of faith they have is not the kind of faith that God accepts.
那因为他们的信心并没有顺服没有顺从神的旨意去行。
And because that kind of faith does not involve obedience to his will.
那所以我们在上文也看到其实真正信心应该是包括顺服的。
So through this preceding section, we can see that true faith involves obedience to God's word.
那在刚才看的七章二十四节，原来主耶稣说，听到我的话就去行。那他是用另外一个角度去描述真正的信心是什么。
So just now, as we were looking at Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, talking about those people who hear the word and do them, actually it's just helping us to understand true faith from another angle.
那有趣的是在21到23节的经文里面我们看到相关联的一点。
But interestingly, in verses 21 to 23, we can see a point that's closely related to this.
那原来信心是和认识亚伟神还有认识耶稣基督有关。
Faith actually has to do with knowing Yahweh God and His Son Jesus Christ.
从二十三节的这个反义，你就可以看得到了。
So when we look at verse 23, you will see what I mean.
那些没有真信心的人，并不被神、不被耶稣基督所认识。
For those who do not have true faith, are actually not known by God the Father and His Son Jesus.
那换句话说，有顺服的信心去回应神的时候。我们才能够跟神建立起关系。
In other words, only when we have true faith will we be able to build a true relationship with God.
那也能够被神，能够被耶稣基督所认识。
And be known by God and by Jesus.
那以上我们就透过默想去明白主耶稣所说，听到他的话去行是什么意思。
So just now, we try to ponder upon Jesus' words and understand what he means when he says, those who hear his words and do them.
那原来他教导我们要以包含顺服的信心去回应神。
Actually, Jesus was teaching us to respond to him with true faith, and that means to have obedience.
那接下来我们信息的第二部分，让我们来想一想如何在生活中去用这样的信心回应神。
So now as we come to the second part of our message, let us ponder how we can actually implement this, apply this to our daily life.
那首先我们可以省察一下自己。
So let us first examine ourselves.
不论你已经是一个基督徒还是一个在寻求神的人。
Whether you're already a Christian or whether you're still seeking God.
那当你参加聚会的时候，或者是个人亲近神的时间去祷告，去看圣经，那你是用怎样的态度去亲近神呢？
When you come to church for worship, or in your own personal quiet time, when you read the Bible and pray to draw close to God, what kind of attitude do you have?
你是否是用愿意顺服、愿意听从的态度去亲近他的呢？
Do you have an attitude that's willing to really obey and respond to God?
那比如说星期天我们都来聚会，我们的心态又是怎样的呢？
For example, on Sundays, we all come to church,But what is the kind of attitude we have as we come?
你和我有没有去预备我们的心，预备好去聆听主的声音，而他还有他的引导呢？
Have you actually prepared your heart to listen to his voice and to be sensitive to his leading?
不论是诗歌的时候，或者是听讲道，还是之后的祷告，有没有去敏感，神有没有什么对我们说的？
Do you seek to understand what God is trying to say to you through the songs we sang, through the message you hear, and even through the prayer together?
那有没有说，神啊，今天有什么是你想对我说的，我愿意听从。
Do you come to God and say to him in your heart, God, what do you have to say to me? I'm willing to listen and obey.
那还是你的心态是你对神说，神啊，我有许多的困难，今天请你听我要说的，解决我的难题，去祝福我。
Or is your attitude rather something like this? Oh God, you know, I've got all these problems. Please listen to me and help me to deal with all these problems.
当然我不是说我们有困难不可以向神去求。
Of course, I'm not saying that when we have difficulties, we cannot bring them to God.
但是我们要意识到真正的信心，神所接纳的信心是包含顺服的。
But we have to realize the kind of faith that's acceptable to God involves obedience.
那也是和神建立关系的一个关键。
And it's a key for building up a relationship with God.
那你和我都可以回想一下2019的你。比起去年的你，你跟神的关系有没有晋升过呢？
So let us have a think. The you at present in the year 2019 compared to you last year, have you seen any change in terms of your faith? And have you actually developed a real relationship with God?
还是比起去年你和神的关系还是同样的疏远，甚至是更加的疏远呢？
Or has your relationship with God actually gone even more distant? So think about it, whether it has deepened or whether it has gone further away apart.
那好多寻求神的朋友或者是许多的基督徒和神的关系疏远，觉得不太认识神，那其中的一个原因就是、
so a lot of times people feel that they are no longer as close to God, and there are some reasons for that.
那这个原因就是缺乏了用顺服的信心去回应神。
And one reason is that they lack this faith that involves obedience to God.
那他们只想神听他们的祈求。
All they want is for God to listen to their prayers.
那他们并没有预备好去顺服神。
But they have not prepare themselves to respond to God by obeying Him.
那好多人在经历过神的帮助，好多人常常在困难的时候去求神的帮助。
A lot of times, people would come to God and ask Him for help in the midst of difficulties.
也确实经历到神的真实，还有神的帮助。
And indeed, they experience God's reality and God's help.
但是在之后呢，他们就忘了神，或者是不看重神了。
But very soon after that, they forget about God and they no longer really place God in an important place in their hearts.
那当生活中又有难题，他们又祷告去寻求神了。
But as they come to experience another difficulty in their life, they come again to ask God for help.
那求神听他说。
So once again, they hope that God would listen to them.
那中弟兄在他的见证也分享过，他还没有洗礼之前呢，也经历到神的真实。
Brother John once shared with us his testimony and how he experienced God before he got baptized.
但后来他发现，他祷告神的时候，神并没有每一次都回应他的祷告。
But later on, he realized that God doesn't seem to be responding to him every single time. Then, like since it doesn't mean that God would necessarily respond to him every single prayer.
那原因就是当一个人没有意愿想要去顺服神，用这样的信心去回应神的时候，神并不会一直去答应这个人的祷告。
One reason is that if a person does not have this faith that's prepared to obey him, respond to him, then God doesn't have to necessarily answer every single prayer.
那因为他的祷告总是以自我为中心的时候，那神不会一直去回应这样的祷告。
Because God will not answer prayers that are self-centered.
那当然我们认识神都有一个起点。
But of course, each of us has a starting point in our journey of knowing God.
那我们对神的认识也有深有浅。
And our understanding of God is all different. Some is deeper, some a bit less.
那我记得自己在十多岁的时候也是这样子，他们说有难才去找神的这样的心态。
I remember when I was a teenager, I also had this kind of attitude. Whenever I'm in trouble, then I go to God.
所以对当时对我来说，神是既真实呢又遥远。
So you can say that my impression of God back then was, yeah, to a certain extent, he's real, but he also seemed very distant.
那原因就是我当时我并没有用这样子有顺服的信心去一直寻求他。
And one of the reasons was that I actually didn't respond to him with this kind of faith that involves obedience.
那或许你不留意当中就停留在这样子对待神的态度上。
Perhaps you also have been stuck in this kind of response to God. Yeah.
那希望今天透过我们深入的去默想两种根据的比喻，我们可以明白敏感到怎样的信心是神喜悦，是可以和他建立起关系的。
So I hope that through pondering this parable of the two types of foundation, it will really help us grasp the importance of faith that involves obedience, which is true faith. And that's a faith that would help us build a relationship with God.
那我想到圣经里面一个关于用信心去顺服神与神建立关系的例子。
And I want to share with you an example from the Bible concerningthis faith that responds in obedience and which ends up building a strong relationship with God.
那就如雅各书二章二十三节所记载。
In James chapter 2 verse 23.
亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，他也被称为神的朋友。
Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God.
那亚伯拉罕他是在圣经里面被称为是信心之父，是我们信心的榜样。
We know that Abraham is known as the father of faith, and he's a great example for us in the matter of faith.
那亚伯神也看他为自己的朋友。
And Yahweh God actually considered him a friend of his.
那但是当我们看旧约圣经，会发现他和神的关系。他对神的信心也有一个开始，也有一个起点。
But if we look at the Old Testament, you will find that Abraham also had to start with a humble beginning.
那他对神的信心也是一步一步去这样子一步一步去回应的时候呢，他经历到神的真实，也跟神的友谊去晋升。
It was actually through responding to God in true faith that step by step he built up this relationship with God and deepened his relationship with God.
那在创世纪的十二章，我们可以看一看他是怎么开始的，在一到四节。
So let's just look at his starting point recorded in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 4.
那他起初的名字叫做亚伯兰。
His name was actually Abram at first.
那十二章第一节，这里说亚伟对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，到我指示你的地方去。我必使你成为大国，赐福给你，使你的名为大，你也必使别人得福。”亚伯兰就照着亚伟吩咐他的去了。
Now Yahweh said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing." So Abram went as Yahweh had told him.
那这里记载了亚伯神对亚伯拉罕的呼召。
Here recorded for us is God's calling for towards Abram.
那亚伯拉罕也是犹太人他们的祖先。
So Abraham, or back then known as Abram, was the ancestor of the Israelites.
那当亚伯拉罕听到神的引导的时候，他决定用信心去顺服神。
So when Abraham heard God's calling, he decided to respond in true faith.
那这个是一件不容易的事情，因为他要离开自己熟悉的环境。
And it's no easy matter because he had to leave the environment which is familiar to him.
那好像现代人说离开自己的安全地带。
So it's like what we say, to get out of your comfort zone.
而神也并没有一下子告诉他要带领他去哪里。
And note that God actually didn't tell him straight away where he is leading Abraham.
那很多时候我们跟神的关系也是一样，那神并不会选择一下子就告诉我们他全盘的带领。
And it's similar to how in our experience, God doesn't necessarily tell you his whole plan, every single detail in one go.
而是一步一步的去带领我们。
Instead, he leads us step by step.
那训练我们用信心去信靠他。
To train us to respond to him in faith.
那今天时间的缘故，我们就不详细的说亚伯拉。
Because of time, we will not go into detail about Abraham's experience.
但鼓励你有机会回家可以去看一看他的经历。
But I encourage you to go home and take a look at his experience.
那他一生就是不断的用信心去顺从神的带领，那他的生命也不断的被神来改变。
You would see that all his life he keeps exercising faith in responding to God, and you can see how God then is able to mold and fashion him.
那他也越来越有神的性情，有分享着神的怜悯。
So that he shares more and more of God's character, such as his mercy.
那他和神的友谊也不断的加深。
And his relationship with God, deepens.
那正是因为亚伯拉罕有好像主耶稣所说，听到神的话语就去行的这样的态度去回应神，那我们看到亚伯拉罕的生命被神建立起来。
And we can see that Abraham's life is able to be built up by God because he keeps responding to God with the faith we learned from Matthew chapter 7. That is the type of faith that you act upon what you hear.
那神也锻炼亚伯拉罕，使他的生命是经得起风吹雨打，经得起考验的。
And God actually built up his life so thatit can withstand different blows in life.
好像我们看的马太福音七章二十四到二十五节里面所说。
Just like what we read from Matthew chapter 7 verses 24 to 25.
那些聪明的人听见主的话就去行的人那他们的生命好像房子盖在磐石上面。
So everyone who hears these words of Jesus and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
那是经得起生命的这些的挑战的。
And it can withstand all these challenges in life.
那亚伯拉罕一生也经历过大大小小不同的考验。
And actually, throughout Abraham's life, you would see that he had gone through various trials and challenges.
那他都以这样有顺服的信心去胜过了这些的考验而经历到神的改变。
And yet, every time he was willing to respond in faith, and through that, his life is transformed by God.
那也成为一个神所喜悦的人。
And become someone who is pleasing to God.
那来到我们自己的身上。
So now, applying this to your life.
如果我们意识到原来这样的信心就是神所喜悦的信心，那我们应该怎么样去生活上去回应呢？
How should we respond then, now that we've understood this type of faith is what God considers true faith?
那若是你决心以这样的信心，就是包括顺服的信心去寻求神，去回应神，意味着什么？
So if you are determined now to respond to God with this kind of true faith that involves obedience, what should we do now?
那我想到几方面分享给大家作为参考。
And I want to share with you a few points as a reference.
那如果你愿意用这样包含顺服的信心去回应神，那意味着当你敏感到神提醒你什么，不论是星期天的讲道，或者是唱诗歌的时候，或者是通过你自己看圣经的时候甚至是神借着别人对你的提醒。
So one implication of your determination to respond with true faith that involves obedience is that whenever you hear God's reminder through his word or through other people, their reminder to you, or even when you are just reading the Bible in your own quiet time or when you pray,
那当你的内心 敏感到分辨到是神在提醒你的时候，那你是否愿意去以顺从神的这样子谦卑的心去回应呢？
So as soon as your heart discerns is God's reminder for you, are you willing to then use a humble heart to listen and to respond to God?
那如果你常常用这样子的态度去寻求神、去回应神，那亚伟天父一定会好像亚伯拉罕一样，去一步一步带领你。
So if you're willing to use this type of attitude to seek God, to follow Him, then surely Yahweh God will change you as He transformed Abraham.
那会预备你去面对人生不同的风浪跟试炼。
And He will prepare you to face every challenge and trial in your life.
那这样以顺服回应神的人，他们的生命是建立在磐石上的，也是经历得起人生的考验的。
And such a person who is willing to respond in faith that involves obedience is someone who builds his life upon the rock and he's able to withstand various challenges and trials.
那我想分享一个经历，自己的经历是神对我的提醒。
And I want to share with you an experience, how God reminded me.
那是指正我的心态。
To correct the attitude I had in my heart.
那当然敏感到神的提醒，我有两个选择，一个就是不管他，一个就是好像刚才说用顺服的信心去回应。
Of course, then I was left with a choice of how I would respond. Either I could just dismiss God's reminders prompting in my heart, or I could respond by obedience of faith.
那这件事情是这样子的。
So this is how it went.
那一段时间之前，应该是。好像是去年。
I think it was last year.
那有一次我在一个小商店买东西的时候。
I bought something from a small corner store.
那在结账的时候，我就拿起篮子放在这个收银台的前面，然后开始拿东西上去。那个 belt.
So I finished shopping, so I just placed the shopping basket where the cashier was.
那当我放东西的时候呢，就有一个女士就趁我头低着看篮子里东西的时候就走到我前面，然后开始放她的东西给那个收银员。
So as I was slowly placing my items on that belt, so I was focused on doing that, and then a lady behind me actually jumped a queue.
那当然我发现了之后，心里面一下子这个情绪就起来了。
So when I realized in my heart there was some discomfort or grumbling in my heart.
那也是因为那个收银员他也没说什么，就开始帮那个女士算钱。
And it's also because the cashier didn't say anything and actually started serving this customer who jumped a queue.
那心里面就开始，我心里面就不高兴了。
So in my heart, I was a bit unhappy.
当然，以前在中国。你习以为常，因为人都是这样做。
Of course, back in those days when I was living in China, it wasn't anything special. It happened all the time. Someone would jump a queue.
在英国就很少，没有碰过这样的情况。哦，我自己是没有碰过。
But since I came to UK, personally, I had not encountered something like that.
那当时我很气，但是我也没有用言语说什么。
So even though I was actually quite angry in my heart, I didn't say anything.
但是我有一个动作，就是我放东西就很大力了。
But then I expressed my But then I expressed my unhappiness or anger through placing all the items there very heavily or yeah.
那其实也是。这不开心啊，就是说，哎，我在这里没有看到吗？这样。
So I was trying to send out a message that can't you see that I'm in front of you? Like, why do you jump the queue?
那当我送完钱，走在路上，心里面马上就，神的灵就责备我。
But as soon as I finished paying and as I was walking along the road, God's spirit condemned me in my heart.
那当然，我没说什么。那我放东西。那如果人不留意，他也不知道我心里怎么想。那其实人不知道你在干嘛。
So of course, since I didn't say anything, and I was just kind of throwing the items a bit roughly, so you could say that maybe no one notice what's in my heart.
但是神知道，他看见了。
But God knows, and He saw everything.
那他就就是指责我说，那你这样子发脾气，对吗？
So God was actually, reminding me in my heart, pointing out, asking me, is it right to lose your temper in such a way?
那你的思想，你的态度。和主耶稣像不像呢?
So is your mindset and your attitude one that is like Christ?
那这里我有一个选择，那我可以选择说，那我又没有伤害到谁，我又没有骂人，那应该没关系吧。
So, well, I could have chosen to respond to God by saying, well, I didn't hurt anyone, did I? I didn't even scold anyone, so yeah, what's the big deal?
那是他就是得罪我在先，我没错。
Is that person who wronged me? I was not at fault.
那这是一种的反应。那
so that's one kind of response.
那另外一种反应就是知道这是神在提醒我。
But another type of response is to respond and to realize it's actually God pointing out my sin.
那就是用顺服还有信心去回应。
And then to respond with this obedience of faith.
那就去向神承认，确实我的行为，我的心里面所想的，并不像主耶稣。
And to confess and admit that, yeah, the kind of mindset and attitude I had was not like that of Jesus.
那不是他所说，若有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过来给他打。
So it's not the type of response that Jesus was talking about as he taught us about turning the other cheek.
换句话说，为了爱对方的缘故，愿意去以善胜恶。
Which meant to actually overcome evil with good.
那心里面就很羞愧，马上就跟神去承认错。
So I felt very ashamed in my heart. So immediately I confessed my wrong to God.
那也祈求他去。继续提醒我，改变我，让我可以分享他怜悯人的性情。
And I also ask God to keep changing me and keep reminding me so that I may share more and more of His heart, especially in this compassion for others.
那也帮助我常常学习主耶稣的榜样，依靠他有力量去以善胜恶。
And to ask God for strength to imitate Christ's example and to overcome evil with good.
所以当你的内心敏感到是神在提醒你，不论是透过家人，或者是透过一个信息，或者是你在祷告得到的提醒甚至你在看圣经的话语的时候。
So whenever you receive God's reminder, whether it's through His word directly, or when you listen to a message, a preaching, or through your family members, someone pointing out your faults.
那希望你会记得我们今天所想的内容。
Or even when you were praying. So I hope that whenever you got a reminder, you would remember this message today.
那就是真正的信心是带着顺服的。
And that is true faith always comes with obedience.
那用这样的信心回应神，你会经历到神一直的带领你去改变你。
And if you respond with such faith, then you would surely experience God.Continual guidance and His transformation in your life.
那总结我们今天的分享。
So to conclude today's sharing.
那我们去思想主耶稣登山宝训的结语两种根基的比喻。
We've come to the concluding section in the Sermon of the Mount, and as we ponder this parable of the two types of foundation.
那主耶稣说，听到他话语就去行。这句话其实是在说真正的信心是包括顺服的。
When Jesus told us, everyone who hears the words of his and does them is like a wise person, building his house on the rock, is actually teaching us the importance of true faith that involves obedience.
那我们是否愿意在生活中去学习这里所说的呢？
So are we willing to implement that in our daily life?
那是以信心去顺服，去回应神。
To respond with the true obedience of faith.
那 可以保证，如果你是这样子去回应神呢，明年的这个时候，你跟神的关系肯定不再和过去一样。
And I can guarantee you, if you really do this and respond with this type of true faith, by this time next year, your life definitely will be changed and will not remain the same as this time now.
那最后我想分享一个鼓励人的真人真事。
And as we conclude today's sermon, I would like to share with you a very touching true story.
那是关于一位基督徒，他如何用信心去顺服神。
It's about a Christian who exercises faith in obeying God.
那依靠神去度过生命中极大的苦难。
And relying on him as he goes through life's toughest times.
那他的经历就好像主耶稣在这里所说，这个聪明人的经历。
And his life is truly like what Jesus describes here, the type of experience a wise man has who built his house upon the rock.
因为他的生命是盖在磐石上，那当雨淋风吹水冲的时候，那他并没有倒塌下来。
Because his foundation was on the rock, so even when the rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, his life actually remained steadfast and did not fall.
那他也将他的经历去转化为一首了诗歌，反而鼓励到好多在苦难当中的人。
And he even turned the experience into a great old hymn and to encourage many generations to come.
那我想分享这个故事的主人公叫做史巴福先生。
So this person I would like to share with you and his story is called Horatio G. Spafford.
那他有一首很有名的诗歌叫做《我心》。
And he wrote a great hymn, a well-known hymn called It Is Well With My Soul.
那甚至有些流行歌手也喜欢唱。
And even some contemporary artists had sung this song before.
或许你听过这首歌，但却不知道背后的故事。
Maybe you have also listened to this song before, but you didn't know the story behind it.
那这首歌鼓励了好多在困难当中的人去继续的依靠神，靠着神有喜乐跟盼望。
This song actually encourage many people in great suffering to keep holding on to God and to exercise their faith as they face life's challenges.
那一会结束我们也可以一起来唱。
So when we finish today's message, we can also sing this song together.
那他写这首歌背后的故事也和我们今天的主题，信心有关。
And the story behind this great hymn actually had very much to do with the true faith we were talking about in today's sermon.
那史巴福先生出生于1828年。
Spafford was born in the year 1828.
那他是一个爱主的基督徒。
And he's a very committed Christian who loves God.
那也是一个成功的律师。
And he was a very successful lawyer.
那他投资了许多的房产。
And he made great investments in a lot of properties.
他和妻子安妮总共有四个女儿跟一个儿子。
So he and his wife Annie had four daughters and one son.
那他们一家人住在芝加哥，是很平静，很幸福。
And they led a quiet, peaceful life in Chicago.
那直到1871年。
Until 1871.
那他一连串经历了许多的苦难。
Blow after blow happened to his life.
那当年他43岁。
And it was in the year of when he was 43 years old.
那首先是他的两岁的儿子呢，因着猩红热而丧生。
First, his two-year-old son died because of scarlet fever.
那同一年几个月以后，这个著名的1871年的芝加哥大火呢，就夺走他大部分的房产。
And in the same year, within a few months, the great fire that happened, the great Chicago fire that took place in 1871, took away almost all his properties.
那这两个打击都是挺重的。
So you can say that these two blows are really big blows in his life.
但是他还是继续依靠神。
And yet he kept relying on God.
那两年之后1873年，那史巴佛先生本来计划要带妻女一起去英国休息。
So 2 years later, in the year 1873, Spafford actually had planned to take his wife and his four daughters to the UK for a break.
那不过因为临时工作的需要呢，他必须改变计划。
But because of some sudden needs in his work, he had to change his plan.
那他只好先让妻子还有四个 女儿先出发。
So he could only ask his wife to take along their four daughters and set out first.
那在大西洋海上，妻子和女儿所搭的这个汽船呢，却和另外一艘船相撞。
Unfortunately, in the Pacific Ocean, sorry, Atlantic Ocean, the ship that his wife and his daughters were on had a collision with another ship.
那结果他四个女儿全部都丧生了。
So all four of his daughters died.
那只有他的妻子幸存。
Only his wife remained alive.
那船难的消息很快传回这个芝加哥。
So this bad news came to Chicago quickly.
那史巴佛他就很焦急的想要知道自己太太和女儿是怎么样。
So he was desperate to know what happened to his wife and his daughters.
那终于十天过后呢，那安娜就发来一份电报。
So after 10 days, he finally received a telegram from his wife Anna.
那电报上只有两个字。
And on the telegram, were two words.
就是 saved alone, 就是唯一生还了。
And on it was typed saved alone.
那接到这个消息呢，史巴佛非常的难过。
Spafford was devastated when he got this news.
那他也不明白为什么这些事情发生在他身上。
And he couldn't understand why all these happened to him.
但是他还是继续的呼求神。
And yet he was holding on to God and calling on God.
那他很快就搭上一艘去英国的船，要和他的妻子会合。
So quickly he went aboard another ship and headed to the UK to meet with his wife.
那当然船的路程是很远的嘛，所以有好多的时间。
And you know, back in those days, it must be a very long journey, to travel all the way to the UK.
那这条
so he had a lot of time.
那这艘船所走的路线完全是跟之前那个遇难的船是一样的路线。
And this ship took the same route as the ship that carried his wife and his four daughters who died.
那可想而知他的心情。是怎么样?
So you could imagine what type of feeling he must have, what kind of emotions he was going through as he passed through all these different places.
但是他还是凭着信心，去紧紧的去依靠神。
And yet in faith, he held on closely to God.
那当船走到和那个遇难的船同样的一个地点的时候呢，那他领受到神的安慰。
And as he passed through that same spot when he lost his daughters, where the collision happened, God actually gave him his comfort.
那他就记录下来这首诗歌的内容。
And he quickly recorded God's prompting these words, which became the lyrics for the song.
那其实就是他自己的心路历程，他怎么样从苦难中去信靠神，而并没有被这些的苦难而去打倒。
So you could say these words expressed the experience he went through. Despite all the suffering he went through, he didn't just lose faith in God, and yet he held on to Him.
那所以，用他的生命的经历所写的歌，那一百多年来也鼓励到好多的人。
So this song, which was written out of this true experience in his life, had encouraged many people in the past over 100 years.
那原因就是史巴佛先生他是凭着信心，也是我们今天所谈到的包含顺服的信心去依靠神去生活。
And the reason is that Spafford, he actually exercised his faith, and this faith involves obedience as he faced every challenge in his life.
那当人生的风浪真的来到的时候呢，那他因着之前都是这样子去回应神的缘故，他生命是有根有基的。
So even when the floods came, the winds blew, you know, all these blows in his life came upon him, he was still able to remain steadfast because his life was built on the solid foundation.
那史巴佛先生就如主耶稣所说，聪明的人是将房子建立在磐石上。
So Mr. Spafford was like this wise man talked about by Jesus, who built his house upon the rock.
那他将人生去建立在耶稣基督里面，而不是建立在那些短暂会过去的财富或者甚至是他的家人身上。
So you can see that Spafford truly built his life upon the Lord Jesus, who's unchanging, and instead of building his life upon short-term things, short-lived things like possessions or even his family members.
那他所经历的房子被杀，儿子丧命，女儿又丧命，那相信好多的人如果生命不是建立在基督建立在神那里，都撑不过这些的打击。
Think about it. He went through losing his son, losing his four daughters, and also all his properties. If it wasn't for a solid foundation in God and in his son Jesus Christ, I think no one could pass through these blows in life.
那感谢神他得到神的安慰，所以在经过女儿丧命的那个地方，他可以凭着信心走出这些苦难的影响。
So we thank God that because of this comfort that comes from God himself, as he passed through the spot, the location where his daughters died in the ship collision, he was able to spring forth praise God.
那他继续的跟从神，去信靠神。
And he continued in faith in relying on God.
也继续跟随基督的脚步。
And to continue imitating Christ in his footsteps.
那我们一起来用这首歌献给神，一起唱这首诗歌。
So how about let us sing this song together and to offer up our praise to God together?
好，我们可以起立。
So let us rise.